All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in the biggest upset of week number one, yesterday, we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go on the road and defeat the New Orleans Saints by the score of 48-40. This Saints defense did not have an answer for Bucs veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was in the zone all afternoon as he carved them up for 417 yards and four touchdowns as he was 21 of 28 passing. Wide receivers DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans each went over 100 yards while they combined for three receiving touchdowns versus the Saints defense. And speaking of the Saints defense, this was supposed to be a very staunch unit. We saw them trade up in the first round of this year's draft to take UTSA defensive end Marcus Davenport. You look at the likes of veterans Cam Jordan on that defensive line. You look at the strength in their secondary, and yet they simply could not stop this Buccaneers offense. Tampa was a big-time underdog in this game. They were on a 9-point underdog coming into this contest, but they dictated the pace against this New Orleans team, and the Saints paid for it because now are they not only 0-1, they're 0-1 in the NFC, and more importantly, they're 0-1 within their division. Now, this was a big win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, they do not have the services of quarterback Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season, as he has been suspended by the league for violating the personal conduct policy. And you look at it like this. There are people already within the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization that have said it's not a slam dunk that Winston is going to be the starting quarterback once he returns. Now, this was a big victory because most people did not expect Tampa Bay to get any wins without Winston. Now they've already gotten one with Fitzpatrick. And if he can keep this momentum for himself and the team going, it's simply a situation where, you know what, maybe this organization could rally behind him for this entire year. Make no mistake about it, the Bucs chose not to extend Jameis Winston heading into this season. You can't really blame them for all of his off-the-field discrepancies. So, I mean, granted, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not going to be the guy long-term for Tampa Bay because he is 35, but this team could be saying, hey, we don't need Jameis anymore. Now, if you're the Saints, should you panic? And the answer is no. This team started off 0-2 last year, and they still rallied to win the NFC South. However, you can't simply say we could start off 0-2 again and rally and win. Why? Because the NFC is much deeper this year. You need to win every single game possible. And if you were in New Orleans, you felt that you had what it took to get to the Super Bowl last year, you fell short, and you wanted to try to come in this season and build on a start off on a positive note, and they failed to do that. So right now, they really have to go back to the drawing board, and more importantly, they have to get physical on defense. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.